Pierre-Laurent Aymard is known as one of today's most chameleon-like pianists. In the 1970s, he won first prize at the Olivier Messiaen International Competition and was a founding member of the Ensemble Intercontemporain, one of the leading avant-garde ensembles in the world. But in the last decade or better, he's been embraced by the classical mainstream, winning a record contract with Deutsche Grammophon, appearing regularly in the world's great concert halls. And he joins us today to talk about Debussy during this, the composer's 150th birthday year. You took advantage, maestro, of the Liszt bicentennial to do a lot of Liszt's music and to reconsider his place in the world music literature space. Does the 150th of Debussy present a similar opportunity? Do we need to look at Debussy in a different place in the world of classical music?
Yes and no. Yes, because pieces like the Etudes for piano, or En Blanc et Noir for two pianos, or Jeu for orchestra, remains not played that often and not understood that well. Also because, well, there is a stick on Debussy, an etiquette, impressionist, that is completely wrong. And, well, one should think about that. Why and what does this mean? No, because somewhere Debussy belongs to our world, and it's not easy to know him. He was that so secret. But however, I think that, well, there are not immense territories to rediscover, as in the case of Liszt.
What did Debussy give us that we didn't have before? What did he bring to the table?
I didn't live before. A new sense for sonorities. What means that he has created new harmonies, new colors, new timbre, and given another importance, a key importance to the sonority. An important place to the space. He plays with a distance quite often in his pieces.
Distance from what? What do you mean?
In a single piece for piano, 3 minutes, for instance, you hear the same music at different distances. In his prelude, Feu d'artifice, he uses different thicknesses for his notes. That shows that he wants a different weight for the notes, and obviously he wants the sounds to be heard from different distances. And, especially late in his production, a new sense for the form.
You've already mentioned some of the important works of Debussy. There are the big ones, the preludes, and there are smaller pieces like Image or Estampes. Do you have a favorite in these, something that draws you back again and again?
In the piano literature, the Etudes were always my favorites. Since I was a teenager, I found that their originality, this spirit of discovery, of experimentation, this modernism, were just, well, magic. And at this moment, they were not played at all. So I've lived with these pieces for decades and decades. And if I play the preludes now and record them, this is because, in fact, I've lived with the Etudes and with the Image and with other pieces a lot, and because of, the preludes are played much more often.
Why is that?
Well, the Etudes are not... I think they are harder to hear, musically speaking, and to understand.
Even now, more than 100 years later?
Even now. And the preludes have something so well-shaped, so immediate, even if they are full of ambiguity and of mystery. Sometimes also a piece becomes a success piece, well, for any reason. You don't know why. The Image, for instance, that are well-known but not that famous, could be also that famous as the preludes.
There was a piece in The Guardian, the British newspaper, that said it's time to stop thinking of Debussy as a wishy-washy colorist. and instead start to celebrate him as a visionary and a sonic explorer and the creator of new worlds. I'm guessing that you would agree with this statement, that he is no wishy-washy colorist at all.
Certainly not. He's incredibly varied in what he writes. Sometimes he writes a quasi-impressionist piece. Well, if you know what is impressionism in music, thank you for telling me. But basically, all his relations in the arts or with writers were much more with symbolists. That was a generation question, because people that were strongly creative at this moment were in the symbolist current. And there were the years when the impressionists realized that they had to change their attitude anyway. But much more than that, if you look at, for instance, the Preludes, 24 pieces, so varied, you see that there are really 24 ways to paint, to design, to suggest, to dream, to charm somewhere. This is one of the richnesses of Debussy at this moment, that is a kind of articulation in our musical history. He searches for many ways to, well, for finding a language and express himself in many ways.